Hello, everyone. Since it's 2019, good movie, March 5th, I ran into this article that I'm just going to read and people are going to start listening. All right, so okay. This is from something called The Balance. I'm an affiliate marketer online, so I partner with a lot of different sub-incorporated companies, basically, and that's how I came across this. So, the new tax law, what does it mean for your tax bill? The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA, became a done deal when President Donald Trump signed it into law on December 22, 2017. The House first proposed its version of the bill in early November 2017, and it was tweaked and changed several times before it went into effect January of 2018. Technically, we've had almost a year to grapple with all of its changes and implications and determine what it means to each of our personal financial situations. Of course, we haven't yet rolled up our short sleeves to begin preparing our 2018 tax returns yet. That will be the true test of what the final tax bill means to each of us and our families. In the meantime, we've broken down the final terms to help you sort through it all. About those tax brackets and the standard deductions. The standard deduction has increased significantly as originally promised, from $6,500 to $12,000 for single filers, from $9,550 to $18,000 for head of household filers, and from $13,000 to $24,000 for married taxpayers who file joint returns. You can pretty much double the amount of your income that gets taken off the board and is not subject to taxation in 2018. An early version of the bill sought to eliminate the advantages head of household filing status, but the provision didn't make it into the final approved bill. The head of household status lives on. You might recall that Republicans initially wanted to pare down the existing 7 tax brackets to just 4, but that didn't end up happening. There are different 7 brackets, but the tax rate percentages have changed, and each bracket now accommodates slightly more earnings. If you earned $35,000 under the 2017 tax system, you would have fallen into the 15% tax bracket. That drops to 12% with the new legislation. If you earned $75,000, you would have had paid 25%. That's now down to 22%. At $100,000, you would have paid 28% in taxes. And that's now reduced to 24%. The tax bracket for the very highest earners, those with incomes of more than $426,700, was 39.6%. What? In 2017. It drops to 37% under the new law, and it doesn't kick in until individuals reach incomes of $500,000 or more, or $600,000 if you're married and filing jointly. So who benefits from the new tax bill? Who among us will benefit most from all of this? The Tax Policy Center has indicated that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will reduce taxes, quote, on average, unquote, for all income groups. And the Tax Foundation has said the same thing. The key word here is, quote, average, unquote. Some taxpayers might fare a little worse, while some will fare better. It's important to keep in mind that tax brackets and rates are percentages. 5 steps to getting the biggest tax return. Want to make sure you're getting the biggest tax return? Our free guide will show you how. Sign up and get it now. A taxpayer who earns $100,000 and sees a 4% reduction in his effective tax rate would realize a far greater dollars and cents increase in after-tax income than a low-income taxpayer earning $10,000 a year and seeing the same 4% reduction. Indeed, the Tax Policy Center says that low-income households won't see much of a difference at all when the overall provisions of the tax bill are taken into account. Here, then, is a quick overview of how much taxpayers in each income group will save under the bill. If you're a low-income earner, the Tax Policy Center indicates that if you earn less than $25,000 a year, you'll see about 4% increase in your after-tax income, somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 annually for most people. Don't spend it all at once.
You can call that fucking dude tomorrow and ask him if he wants a van.
Now what? Out.